Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media ahead of Sunday's season opener against the Texans.
How y'all doing? How everyone doing?
Lamar, can you look at this week one, obviously getting action preseason? What are you kind of anticipating this offense is going to look like? What are you sort of eager to see how things work in live action against another team?
For one, I'm anticipating us going out there and playing against someone, actually. You know, first offense, we haven't been going against no one but our guys. I'm just ready to get the ball rolling right now. Hype. Guys, hype. Go ahead, G.
What do you think about Zay's performance in the
rookie
talent show?
So he's explosive, quick, joystick, like I said, shifty.
The singing.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice. Performing Kodak. He was nice. I thought he was Kodak a little bit. Oh, man, I feel like I had guys who was able to contribute to the team every year, you know. But these guys, obviously, is different. You know, everyone brings something different to the table. So, it's different. I'll say that. It's different.
Lamar, talk all offseason is, you know, how comfortable are you going to be with Munkin's offense now? Yeah. Ready to play regular season games. Just how comfortable do you feel?
I feel very comfortable. I feel great, actually. Just the explosiveness, getting the ball out my hand faster, getting guys open. It's just can't wait to see it, you know, in a regular game, so we can actually talk about it more in depth.
Lamar, do you think this is going to be a situation where, you know, there were play calls in the game where it feels like he trusts you to do things that maybe you haven't in previous years? Is there a level of trust that you can have with the coordinator that you feel like is hard?
Absolutely. He's been showing it during practice, you know, just trusting me, you know, being able to make plays at the line, you know, going against the ones, defense, stuff like that. And that's all I need, you know. I know it's going to transition over to the game, so just going to see.
Lamar, you've had plenty of big games, but you've had quite a few big games in week one. What is it about these week one games that allow you to go out there and consistently play so well?
Just missing the game, I say, you know, just not being out there on the field in a real game, you know, just the physicality out there that goes on, making the fans happy. I don't know. I love every game, though, not just week one. So, I don't know.
This offseason, there's a lot of uncertainty for you. There's a lot of uncertainty for other guys in this roster. How, I guess, pleased are you how everything came together in your situation with the guys you have, the guys you're throwing to? Is this kind of your vision on how this was going to work out in the end?
I don't know. My vision is hoping to be playing in February. So, but just to have a great group of guys, Eric doing a great job of keeping guys here and bringing in new guys and, you know, just building, you know, helping our offense build, defense build, that just hats off to him, you know. And we're just going to see when the game come, how it all play out.
Lamar, I know you mentioned before when we asked about Odell, his speed, how it kind of I mean, is that the biggest thing that is really the big impression you've made? I mean, you've now had a whole training camp
for that. Not just his speed, you know, but his route running is very smooth, you know. Actually being on the same team as him and not watching him do it on the opposing sideline, just to be on his team and him doing what Odell do is crazy.
Do you have a sense of what it means for him to get back out there?
Say it again, G.
Do you have a sense for what it means for Odell to get back out there and play the game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know he's passionate about the game. He just can't, you know, wait to show people in the world, like, what he's still able to do.
Lamar, is there someone you think that's under the radar that's primed for a breakout season on this roster?
John, I'm going to actually try to keep him under the radar, but I feel like we got a great group of guys.
you know, you were once C.J. Stroud in his first start. I'm curious what you remember about going into that game and making your first start here and difficulty of that too. You guys won, so
I think we played Cincinnati my first start. I remember going into the game nervous, got butterflies until, you know, actually my first snap. But like you said, we got the dub. But after the first snap, I think the nervousness went away and I was just ready to go, hit the ground running.
Black quarterback group, three black quarterbacks. coaches. I'm sorry, two black quarterbacks, two black coaches. Mm-hmm. And it's seen as the first in the NFL. Like, for you, what do you think, how significant do you think it is for people to see that, and what does it mean to you to be a part of it?
Oh, man, it's awesome for people to see, you know, just a new era in the league, you know, all across the board, you know, every level, you know, collegiate level, NFL, and it's great for me to be a part of, you know, first time for everything.
Lamar, I mean, even since before you got in the league, you kind of fought people trying to pigeonhole you and with your running talent and saying you're one kind of player. Do you think with the new offense, the receiving threats you had this year, new contract, do you think things are set up to show people the kind of quarterback that you have always seen yourself as, and show your arm talent just as much as your running talent?
I believe so, but I also believe it's going to always be doubt no matter what, you know, no matter what you're showing people, you know, it's all about, you know, proving yourself right, not everyone else. So I'm just going to go out there and do what I do, you know, we're going to see.
Lamar, with the new coaching staff down there in the Texans, is it different to prepare for, because this, you know, you haven't seen the Texans with this new coaching staff or any film with that, is it a little bit more challenging going into this game because there might be a little bit more uncertainties about how that defense might look?
Depends. Like you said, you know, different, you know, coach, different players. But the system is, you know, sort of similar to other teams, you know, who we played in the past and from watching film, watching 49ers defense and coach coming from 49ers, similar defenses.
Now that you've had months with Todd Monken, what is stood out?
Being outspoken. I think I said that before, you know, just being outspoken and, you know, being loud in the meeting rooms. I'm like, like, it's early, you know, he got his blood flowing. I feel like that stuck out to me the most.
Lamar, it's been a while since you've been on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Come Sunday, do you anticipate feeling any differently as you're getting ready for this game? I mean, I'm not sure if you're a guy that still gets butterflies at this point, but any other opener for you, or will there be a little different feel to it given all that's transpired since the last time you've been on the field?
I'll say I'm a little bit anxious, but, you know, Coach Harbaugh said to me, you know, don't peak too soon, so I'm trying not to peak too soon. I was lifting earlier with Coach Scott, and I was telling him, like, I feel like I'm ready, like, because I was running around and walked through earlier too, so I'm just pumped, to be honest, I'm pumped.
Why
I can't wait to get out there.
Why do you think you're a little more anxious?
I haven't played since December. November, one of them. It's a long time. That's a long time. That's a long time. So I'm just pumped. I'm ready to get out there on the field.
Sir, so,
I don't want to watch it. I don't like being hurt, so I definitely don't want to watch it. But I seen it. But you know, I'm back. I feel like I'm better, 100%. So I'm ready to show up.
Hey Lamar, how would you describe the team chemistry in this group? It just seems like it's a close group.
You know, around here in this organization, you know, our chemistry will always be, you know, joint together. We're going to always be close with one another. And, you know, this year, I feel like we're older now, so I feel like the chemistry is even better. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.